Oh, booyakadaka. Yeah, so it's 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm also, you know, basically the reluctant anti-hero for which this show is of his trials and tribulations. Yeah, got a lot to discuss today. I'm drinking tea. I'm really enjoying it. It smells like kitty poop in here because kitties had to do some kitty poop business just minutes ago. But that's the least of my problems. Although there is some good news involved, I did get my car air conditioner fixed. I picked it up yesterday, but I was outside for too long, got home, got sick. There was various problems, and I forgot to go to the store. Well, more like I really sort of couldn't go to the store. And so, I wake up today. I woke up, what, an hour and a half ago, 90 minutes ago, and it was already 96 degrees Fahrenheit. Good God. So I walk up into the kitchen, open my freezer to grab some waffles. There's no waffles. Oh yeah, that's right. I was supposed to go to the store last night and buy waffles. I forgot. So the first thing I have to do today is go to the store. Go to the little store. Go to the little store that's closest to my house. I get there, and the first thing I hear an employee tell another customer is that, yeah, we're moving to 132nd and Fort. Like, great. That's further away and annoying. But then I start looking around and notice, yeah, this is true because there's empty shelves. And this explains some of the empty shelves that I saw the last couple times I was there. And so I'm like in full panic mode. Are they really moving or are they closing? What's going on? Blah, blah, blah. So I walk over to where the waffles are. All the freezers are rearranged and everything's weird and they're half empty, but nope. I managed to find the last three boxes of the waffles that I've been eating. Not the waffles that I want, but the substitute waffles. I bought the last three boxes of waffles and they're in my freezer now. Yeah. So this is really inconvenient for me. Are they closing? Are they moving? Nobody really knows. I didn't ask. And the only signage posted on the door is that their new hours are 7 till 7. Instead of, I don't know what it used to be, 7 to 9 or whatever. So yeah, maybe this partially explains the waffle shortage. They weren't reordering stuff because they knew they were going to move and or close. I don't know, but this all means something worse. What this all implies is that I'm not going to be able to get waffles anymore. And that concerns me, because that just means that I will have to find something new to eat for breakfast, and I don't know what that's going to be. And that could be a very long, very horrible process, to which I am not looking forward. So anywho, so that's what I've been doing today. Oh, and it is now 98 degrees Fahrenheit. This is going to be a stay indoors day, which is kind of a pain. What do I have? Do I have anything to eat? Yeah, I just got back from the grocery store and they didn't have any other food. What all did I buy there? Yeah, I bought the three boxes of waffles and a 10-pound bag of sugar. One of the two 10-pound bags of sugar left on the shelf. And there was also 3 4-pound bags of sugar. Should I have bought the sugar up? No, I can get sugar cheaper. The sugar was not on sale or anything, and so blah, 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 I bailed out. Nah, nah, nah. So, yeah. I don't know what to do. I'm in full panic mode. Well, not quite full panic mode. But I'm anticipating full panic mode coming. Oh. Ooh, I need to stretch. I need to yawn. I'm a little bit tired. Other things I should tell you. If you haven't seen the highlights for the Cricket World Cup, I recommend you do that right after this show. You might want to pull the video up now on YouTube. Just do a search on YouTube for Cricket World Cup highlights, or Cricket World Cup final highlights. The final game was the other day. I forgot to mention this yesterday. And I'm not going to tell you who won, but it was a spectacular game. Okay, I don't want to give you any spoiler alerts, but I'm going to tell you this. This was a spectacularly close game. Cricket games aren't ever close. You know, cricket games never end in a tie. They never draw. Just because the way the game is laid out, it's almost impossible. It can happen, but it's almost impossible for a game to draw. Guess what? The final ended in a draw. It ended in a tie, and they had to go to a super over. A super over is a fairly rare thing that does occasionally happen. This is only the second one I've ever seen. I've heard of others popping up every once in a while. Second super over that I've ever seen. This is effectively overtime for cricket. It's like extra innings in baseball. And there's one super over, and the one super over, oh my god, it was also super close. It's the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen. So, even if you don't even understand cricket or have any interest in it at all, you might want to check this out just for its cultural significance. Just go to YouTube and look for the 2019 Cricket World Cup final highlights. It won't take you 6 minutes to watch the highlight reel. And so I'm going to sit here and drink some tea. Mm-hmm. So, as I mentioned, I did get my car back from the car guys. And it was kind of expensive, but I also got some windshield wipers. My windshield wipers in my car are pretty old, and I generally don't drive in the weather, and they haven't been so bad. But over the last winter, they were kind of getting wonky, and early this spring, they weren't terribly bad. But you know, I was driving around in the rain in the spring, and the wipers, they only worked on the backstroke, so they would go forward and they wouldn't wipe any water off. But then when they went back, They would work fine. And so, you know, windshield wipers, 50%, that works for me. Now, the guy at the car shop says, "Man, your wipers are toast. You need new wipers, and boy, have I got a great deal for you." I'm like, "What?" And so it turns out that, and this is one of those brand name things. Guy said, "Well, the brand name guy was in here." I'm not going to actually mention the brand name since I'm not receiving compensation from this windshield wiper company. But this is a windshield wiper company that is fairly well known. They have really good high quality stuff and stuff that I generally can't afford. But the guy in the shop says, "Yeah, the factory representative for this, you know, great windshield wiper company came in today, and we got all kinds of great deals, just absolutely smoking deals." And yeah, I got to admit, for what I paid for these windshield wipers, Well, let me think. Yeah, I paid about... Oh, yeah. Normally it costs about $30 to replace the wipers on my car, and I usually get some fairly decent ones, but for a little bit more than that, or around there, actually, I think I only paid $13 per wiper. And I got these great, great wipers. I haven't even used them yet because it hasn't rained. Can't wait for it to rain. The first thing I'm going to do is drive around in the rain with my high-quality brand-name windshield wipers. It's the small things. It's the little things in life. Super happy. But I got the air conditioner fixed. And it turns out it wasn't actually an air conditioner problem. It was a radiator and coolant issue. And blah, blah, blah. They fixed that up. I'm so glad because that's been pissing me off for the last couple of years. So that's fixed. But the bad thing is, it was so hot yesterday that when my dad was driving me out to the place, I started to get sick due to the heat. Then we get there and the place is just blazing hot. And of course, then I got to get in my car and drive it all the way back home, which is 20 minutes, and it's during rush hour. And they've had my car sitting out in the sun, so even though my air conditioner does in fact work, so goddamn hot in my car that I drove home, got sick, spent the rest of the evening laying here going, blah, but that's neither here nor there. Because one good thing did happen to me last night. And this is interesting. Or at least it's interesting to me. But this does involve another SDF user. If you spend any time in COM, you are probably familiar with SDF user Gemlog. Yeah, Gemlog. Let me tell you something. Gemlog, he dropped a gem on your little Tobster last night. He said, hey, you might want to check this out. And he gave me the name of a band and some songs. And this was, you know, after discussing, what were we talking about on the show yesterday? What we were talking about, oh, I kind of want to start a band and I have this idea for a band. And we've talked about it a million times. You know the kind of music I like to make. You know the kind of band I'm trying to create. I want to get, you know, 3, 4, 5 exotic ethnic people with exotic ethnic instruments, and we're going to start the Dubious Exotic Ethnic Instrument and Music Committee, or whatever. You know, I'm not, you know, totally set on that name for the band, but you know, it doesn't matter. So after we were sort of discussing that yesterday and talking about those types of bands, because there are other bands that are similar to this, and if you're a regular listener to the Dubious Goals Committee, you know I've played some music by these types of bands. I love it. I think it's great. Oh, no. Hi, poopy butt. Hi, stinky butt. Hi. I was just trying to gonna do some stuff. Do you have a clean butt? Do you have any poop stuck to your butt? Oh no, it's a nice, clean, fluffy butt. That's so nice. Hi. All right, well, as you may have figured out, Pippa has shown up. And she's... What are you doing? She's walking... Yeah, okay. I thought she was going to try to walk under my legs and go into the bathroom, but no. She has taken up the position that indicates that it's time to do kitty business. So I got to reposition myself. Hi. Yeah, you come over here. That's good kitty. That's good kitty. I'll get the banky ready for you. And now we're going to do kitty business before we do anything else. Okay, now you get on the banky. You ready? There. Oh, gonna lick my hand? Gonna give me some kitty kisses? Oh, that's so nice. Oh, it's such a nice baby. Alright, so she turns around once. Hi. Kitty kisses for you. She turns around twice. And she sits down. That's good, baby. All right, so I'm sitting here. I've got a cat on my lap. and I'm watching something on TV. What's on TV right now? Oh, it's Moneyball, starring Brad Pitt and Jonah Hill. And my kitty, who's just sitting here being a big baby. Oh, yeah, you want to rub your face on the microphone? Oh, isn't that fun and nice? Yes, it's so nice. It's so fun for a kitty. Right, so we got a kitty business going on. And, well, I might as well sort of continue what we were talking about. Gemlog drops a bomb on me. He says, hey, you might want to check out this band called the Gotan Project, or maybe the Gotan Project. G-O-T-A-N, an anagram for tango, the Gotan Project. I pronounce it Gotan because it reminds me of Gohan. And when I first saw it, I read it as Gohan. And I started thinking, oh, is Gemlog giving me information about a Dragon Ball Z theme band or something? I might have to check that out. No, that's not what it is. It is, in fact, some very interesting tango-style music, but done in a modern way, and just absolutely so great. He sent me links to a couple songs. I looked them up, and I watched this first video, and I thought, geez, this is pretty good. And then I can't remember what it was called. Santa Maria? Something to that nature? And then I listened to the second song called Chunga's Revenge. And that just about blew me out of the water. I listened to that for 20 minutes. I just kept playing it over and over again, different versions of it. Saw a live version of it where this guy and this woman came out and tangoed around the stage while they were playing. And the woman was unbelievable. So smooth, so graceful, so beautiful. It was just crushing, heartbreaking. It's like, geez, now I gotta learn to dance. Never gonna be that good of a dancer. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, where's a kitty going? Oh, a kitty's gonna go somewhere else? Okay, see you later. That's just great, because now we can listen to Chunga's Revenge by the Gotan Project. Love this so much. It's a fat groove.
Troilo cura, mal profesor Zappa. Kruger Dorfmeister Pugliese. Es la revancha del tango. Thievery Corporation.
Yeah. Can you dig it? You might be wondering, you might be thinking to yourself, Tobe, was that a dope-ass groove? Yeah. Yeah, it was. I really need to thank Gemlog for turning me on to this stuff. Oh my god, absolutely killer. And this band, this sound reminds me so much of a band we had locally here in town, you know, 20 years ago now, the Dark Townhouse Band. Same sort of sound, but not the same type of groove. And that is just too cool. The Goton Project, Chunga's Revenge. Should we do some more of this? Do you want to hear some more of these guys? This is pretty good stuff. Oh wait, it's all coming back to me now. I just had a brain flash. Gemlog dropped this on me because we were talking about Frank Zappa. That's what it was. Yeah, somehow we got to talk. What were we talking about yesterday? We were talking about some other stuff. And we were listening to, and at one point in time, we were listening to Snowdust. We were listening to Wasabi. Somebody started talking about something and mentioned Captain Beefheart. And then we started talking about Zappa. And that's how the whole Chunga's Revenge and the Goton Project business came up. That's right. It's all coming back to me now. But man, I am super, super happy to have found out all about this Goton Project business. This is just beautiful stuff. Do we have time to squeeze one more track in today's show? Yeah, I hope so. So let's get into this. This is great too. This was killing me last night. This also reminds me of some stuff that my friends used to do, but that's a different story.
¿Cuál es el secreto para estar en paz por completo? Dos pies en la tierra y un relato. Desde hace rato me tienen sujeto. El mundo es mi suelo, el cielo mi techo. Buenos Aires donde cosecho mis anhelos y mis pasiones, pero solo hay vacío y no estoy satisfecho. Y no estoy satisfecho. No estoy satisfecho. De amor, sé que la extraño. De mis actos en vida soy dueño, pero me calla el dolor por el daño. Y es como un sueño dentro de otro sueño. Apuesto a pleno, pero decallado. Cada uno en la suya, yo ando rayado. Sigo esperando sentado, que esta vez el destino no me deje plantado. No, que no me deje plantado. No, nena, escúchame bien. Es amor.
Me la bañé con mía, che, la culpa no fue mía. De amor yo no sé nada, lo mío, la astronomía. Vos sabías bien que yo era un mamarracho. Vos lo sabías bien, soy un borracho. Más y que ya no me reclames. No me esperé, flaca, ya no me llames. Todos lo saben, prefiero ser MC. Hasta el farolito de la calle que nací. Tengo una balada para un loco, que la compuse yo para mí, porque estoy loco. Y eso me provocó que en vos pensase. Y así un poema nace, los más hábiles. Dejamos pasar los abriles y móviles para no quedar como giles. Y así ya no me enamoro de nuevo. Y así ya no me enamoro de vos de nuevo.
Pensamientos del corazón son mi confesión.
¿Qué?
Tampoco mi inspiración.
No.
Pensamientos del corazón son mi confesión.
¿Qué sé yo? Pero sé que no es chamuyo.
Tampoco mi inspiración. Pensamientos del corazón son mi confesión.
¿Qué?
Tampoco mi inspiración.
No.
Pensamientos del corazón son mi confesión.
¿Qué sé yo? Pero sé que no es chamuyo.
Tampoco mi inspiración.
Y es así. Tropezamos con la misma piedra.
No es amor.
Spectacular. That was, of course, the Gotan Project with the song Mi Confesión. Wow, this is great stuff. I want to run out to the record store immediately and buy all their records. Oh, wait, we don't have record stores anymore. And we don't even have CDs. I want to listen to this in my car, but my car is old. I don't have MP3 jacks. I got to do some hacking. Maybe that's a project for tomorrow or some other time that you'll hear on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I need to suffer through the heat some more and maybe think about starting a band and practicing some instruments. So, bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Everybody is under suspicion, but